So if you've watched Naruto from beginning to end, that's from OG Naruto, Naruto Shippuden, Naruto the Last, the movies, Boruto, everything in between, and you haven't learned anything from Sasuke Uchiha, today you're in luck, because today we'll be looking at 10 best life lessons we can learn from Sasuke Uchiha. I'm excited, oh boy. Sasuke will teach us something today. And I'm reading this from CBR, one of my favorite websites. Then get content to where we choke. They have anime content here. In short, when I just see some of their captions, I'll be like, God, these people, not too much. So I was just scrolling, I'm telling you. I was just scrolling online, trying to look at anything anime, sometimes I like to be in that mood. I want to feel like an otaku, because sometimes I don't know if it is only me, sometimes I will just the waka the reason. I'll say, am I really an otaku? Am I really a weeb? You understand? So when I was just scrolling, I saw this post and it got my attention, and I said, okay, those people listening to my podcast, those people listening to Black Weeb podcast, they would like to learn. I don't know if you like to learn, but me, I'm interested in learning. And today, Sasuke will be teaching us. So we're going through the blog posts and we're going through those 10 things. I hope you learn something by the end of this episode. You understand? I will ask questions. I'll leave a question tag there so that you answer. You understand? So before jumping into the pod, before jumping into these 10 impactful, life-changing lessons, in short, I even think said maybe Sasuke is supposed to write a book. Before we go through these life lessons of Sasuke, I just want to encourage you, if you're a listener of the pod, or if this is your first time listening to the pod, please help me subscribe, follow, and also share. You can do this on Facebook, you can do this on Instagram. We also have, if you are listening to this on Spotify, you can also subscribe, share. Even on Apple Podcast, anywhere you're listening to me from. So please help me like the pages, share, and also, comment. Also drop comments. Also tell us what you think about this episode. So without wasting much time, we'll be going through the life lessons. Sasuke Uchiha has gone through a lot in the Naruto journey, and there's a lot that fans can learn from him. Naruto is home to no shortage of complex characters, but none are more multi-layered and complicated than Sasuke Uchiha. The only known survivor of his clan, after the night of the Uchiha massacre, Sasuke becomes consumed with the idea of enacting revenge from a very young age. This wraps him in ways that are almost impossible to undo as he continues to push everyone away in the pursuit of power. So if you watch OG Naruto, I know even suppose they say spoilers, I don't already, like, you understand? If you are listening to this pod, I'm not even supposed to be telling you spoiler alert again. But if you watch OG Naruto, I have one question. The night of that Uchiha massacre, I'm just trying to visualize the thing. Like, imagine Sasuke being the only survivor of the clan. That's to say, in that clan, the Uchiha clan, it must have been fathers, mothers, grandparents, children, pregnant women. You understand? People will be saying they don't even know what's up. Now, you see, no matter how they talk, at the end of the day, Itachi, what did Itachi do, oh boy. Not be ordinary person. Not be person where they okay with it. As in, no matter the kind of hatred you understand you have. Just imagine Sasuke now, like, watching how the entire clan was murdered. Then maybe he goes to another village and see Itachi. Maybe Itachi has formed another clan. You understand? Maybe his own families, his own... not family, sure. Let me say, like, his own people, maybe in don't go marry for another place like that. Then don't go get brother-in-laws and all those kind of things there. Then Sasuke will just come and kill everybody and leave Itachi. Apparently, that's what Itachi did to Sasuke, even killing Papa and Mama join. And Sasuke was the only survivor. So, just casting your mind back, you can visualize and try and picture, you know, the kind of emotions Sasuke must have felt at that point. The kind of, as in, is it fear? Is it anger? Is it, you understand, grief? Everything is just fear. So, in that moment, Sasuke decided that him, oh boy, him na revenge. He said, no matter what thing goes up for this life, you must revenge. You understand? It takes Sasuke longer than anyone else in Naruto to finally figure out what he's truly fighting for. And the road he walks to do is incredibly dark. So due to this, there are so many things that Sasuke learned along the way. And the number one thing, or should I say number 10, because now from back now I start. The 10th thing that Sasuke is going to teach us is the path of revenge is never worth it. Sasuke devotes most of his childhood to hunting down Itachi and enacting revenge on him for murdering the rest of the Uchiha clan in cold blood. When he finally gets to the final battle, he's been so desperately waiting for, Sasuke learns the truth and is faced with the fact that his blind hatred has never been justified. So in this case now, you understand, Sasuke don't define Uchiha. I see Sasuke don't define Uchiha. Sasuke don't define Itachi. He has been looking for Itachi in the name of revenge, you understand? But I don't know, this thought just came to my mind. Do you think if Sasuke had social media, do you think if Sasuke had like WhatsApp or something, he would have been able to understand Uchiha's motive? I say Uchiha, do you think he would have been able to understand Itachi's motive? I don't know. Let's try and picture it in this way. Let's put social media now in the Naruto verse. Let's assume now they have Facebook, they have everything, Snapchat or TikTok. Do you think that Sasuke would have been in the blind for so long without knowing like what really happened then? You understand? Because social media these days, if don't they see conspiracy theory, they say did Itachi really do this alone? You understand? I can't say now. So many questions may have popped up that will trigger the curiosity of Sasuke and, you know, maybe make him think otherwise. But after devoting his life to revenge, the guy later found out that, oh boy, this person that I've been pursuing, you know, and this is what happened, this is that, and this is what made him do it. You understand? Although, me personally, I no still see any kind of reason where the one give him, we make Itachi do that kind of thing. I don't know if you see any. Although they gave us, so it was in the show, everything. And I know we have some Itachi tats, or how do they even call them? So all those people feel like saying, nah, Itachi feel beat everyone for Naruto. All those kind of people. I'm sure they still like say, okay, yeah, it's justified. But me personally, I like Itachi, don't get me wrong. Like, he's a great character. I love the show. In short, one of my favorite scenes from Naruto is when Itachi actually broke free from the reanimation jutsu. Like, that particular scene, how he broke free from it was just, I loved it. But still, no go sideline the fact, see, Inki keep people now. Let's say Itachi killed the people that might want to oppose, then maybe Tobi Nain Kong killed the more opinion for 2 years. But when it comes to the time where we'll have to talk about life lessons learned from Tobi, we'll start looking for it to justify Tobi again. But more just leave on first. After Itachi finally met with Sasuke, that's after Sasuke met with Itachi or Hama Tekduan, you understand the conversation that happened there now. So yeah, that one happened. And at the end of the day, I guess the lesson here, what they are trying to say is, if you are angry, let's put it this way. Let's say if you're angry, just calm down, take your time to think and try and understand why, like, maybe if it's an action or an event or something, just try to understand, like, try to find logic in your anger. You understand? Try to put logic inside your anger, and it will make you know if that's your anger, your quest for revenge is truly justified, or you are just being emotional. So that's one lesson. You see, myself, I don't learn. I've been learning now. I'm learning now. Even after Itachi passes, Sasuke feels no sense of accomplishment. There is no moment of vindication where all the time Sasuke put into becoming stronger and all his forsaken bonds becomes worth it. You understand? Become worth it. Sorry. Even if Itachi's true motive hadn't complicated things, Sasuke likely wouldn't have felt the relief and satisfaction at this moment that he had always pictured. So that's one thing again. If you are angry and you are after revenge, you are going after, you know, something, your hatred like that, you are pursuing something. At the end of the day, although me, I never been in that position before, but in most cases, and the way where they say I'm for film, that's for anime and for American film, even for Nigerian film, I say true, after I come go get revenge, you will still feel one kind. I don't know, Shama, I don't see Nigerian film, because the way they depict it in Nigerian film, it be like, say revenge, they sweet. In Nigerian film, but at the end of the day, you go see person, they go see, okay, maybe the person do you wrong before, you will come broke, you will come get money pass on, then you come, you understand. You can't do anyhow. They show and say, you might don't get doings now. You understand? So it is up like that. But what we are learning here, let's not get lost, is that Sasuke is telling us, see, you feel the vex, so you feel they find revenge, but at the end of the day, after getting that revenge, you will see that along the line of seeking that revenge, you've lost a lot. A lot. And you will be in regret at that point. So coming down to number 9, the next lesson here we'll be learning from Sasuke is to fight in spite of overwhelming fear. Sasuke's encounter with Orochimaru in the Forest of Death is one of the first times he's truly paralyzed by fear. This happens once before he first meets Zabuza, but has Kakashi to protect him in the Land of Waves arc. Here is just Sasuke, Naruto, and Sakura against an unknown threat. So if you remember that scene properly, or even Mima Shoko, Orochimaru that time in Oji Naruto was like, now he just be like, you understand, the final boss for me. The way they see, the guy, they command snake, they do genjutsu, they do taijutsu, everything. Yeah, you understand? So even me too, I was really terrified. But in that moment, we had one of the coolest fight scene. Maybe self, I'll react to it on the IG page. So you can come follow the page so that you will see my reaction to that one. So it's at that point, that's after the paralysis genjutsu or whatever it is that Orochimaru did to them. Like, Sasuke was able to fight in spite of all that. And that's one thing that I really liked about him in Oji Naruto. Like, man, I think that fight scene was one of the best fight scenes that I had watched up till that point. Sasuke was throwing hands with Orochimaru. Orochimaru, they dodge, they come on snake, they turn to clay. Sasuke, they come on fireballs for mouth. He was even using zip line self. They even use some kind of wire like that. They do things. And Sasuke bust my head for that part too. And it was at that moment too, I also learned that lesson. Although it wasn't as clear now as we are reading it, but yes, Sasuke was able to fight in spite of the fear he had. Sasuke is so immobilized by his own fear that he has to physically injure himself using the pain to snap himself back to reality. You imagine that kind of thing. Sasuke was immobilized, in no feet, do anything. Nine eyeballs just did. He had to, you understand, where they go say, can you feel any pain? He had to hit himself, to literally injure himself before he could, you know, get himself back together. And after that, he went hand to hand with that person that made him fear like that. Let's give Sasuke a round of applause for that particular fight scene. So yes, fight in spite of fear. Coming down to number 8, the 8th lesson we learned from Sasuke Uchiha is being alone doesn't make someone stronger. To all those introverts out there, Mukuna here. Throughout Sasuke's early years, during his time in the Leaf Village, he takes every opportunity possible to push others away from him. He does this because he claims to be an Avenger. And there's this picture circulating online very well. I don't know if you've seen that bad drawing of Sasuke, where he has these long legs and, you know, he just has his hands under his chin and he's just talking about revenge, I'm an Avenger, all that kind of stuff. It's a very funny picture. At that point, he claims that, oh boy, this fight, Nami Getamu, another Uchiha, and my brother, and the only person who will be stopper, it is me. So I don't need you people, you guys are losers, you people will just slow me down. So at that point, that was just Sasuke's thought, and he was young at that age too. Despite this, Sasuke's decision to try to do everything alone hurts him. But in the hell, even after all this, he still tries to, you know, be that loner. Even in the last fight now they had with Naruto, that's just all he had to say. That's in the OG Naruto. Like, he needs to be alone, he has to do this on his own. Like, why are you coming after me? All that kind of stuff. He needs power. And that loneliness is what made Sasuke much more isolated, affected him mentally, and, you know, it just make the guy just the one kind like that. So in real life today, we can learn from Sasuke. Although sometimes you might be walking a path that maybe nobody really understands you. I think this one speaks to me in some way. You might be walking down a path that nobody really understands you, but the best you can do at that point is try to make others understand. And you can do so by showing them, like, by bringing them into the fold, you understand? A guy could just make people, you feel, limit them. Everything, now you know what you want. So you can limit them, at the same time you still bring them in. So I don't know if you are really getting me. You understand? You can be alone, but you can also be with people, but you are alone. You understand? I know say all this loneliness thing are mental something, but on the physical side, you still need to bring people around you. You need that connection with others because you don't know where your help might come from. And just by even having people safe around you, it increases your chances, because inside those people where they're around you, if you get persuaded, you see, he no agree with you 99% too. But if he gets 10% of something, where if he contributes to you to make you a better person, you understand? So that's a life lesson from Sasuke Uchiha. Don't isolate people, don't push them away. Don't try to be alone. Be with others. So, coming down to number 7. True friends will be there through anything. That's one lesson that Sasuke learned. And he wants us to learn very well. True friends will be there through anything. I'm sure you have a friend that can be there for you, like, no matter any kind of condition. Like, there's this friend I was telling recently. We just did crepe together. You understand? What would they hustle? They do our thing. At last, say, you get the day where Sapa hold us. Like, we were broke, all of us. No child. We don't even buy Lala. We don't even buy anything. I just told him, I say, my guy, no worry. We did it together. Even if now hunger will kill us, we will sit down and look at ourselves as we did die. So yeah, that's what like true friendship is. But yeah, reading from this blog, especially after Sasuke is declared an official wanted enemy of the Leaf,
fans wouldn't have blamed Naruto if he finally gave up on him. Of course, this isn't something Naruto is capable of doing. He hangs onto any shred of his old bond with Sasuke, even when the Avenger insists that he's destroyed the connection they once had. So even after Sasuke don't talk, say, oh boy, you are not my friend, no, you understand? Don't even reason him that way. Naruto was still dear. Naruto no fit forget his first kiss now. So he had to do everything in his power to bring him back. In the end, Naruto is finally able to break through Sasuke's shell. Sasuke admits that he was afraid of how close the two were becoming, which is why he so vehemently pushed Naruto away. The two are finally able to reconcile their friendship, and both Sasuke and the audience learn that a true friend will never give up on someone they really care about. Understand? So if you get that friend, maybe say, one since he say, you don't really understand your ways, and go lose guard you. No be true friend be that. True friend, na person way through the canteen. They go put you call. They go want to know how far. They go want to check up on you. They want to know what's up. You understand? That's who a true friend is. Coming down to number 6. The 6th lesson that Sasuke is teaching us here is don't act superior just because of natural talent. Sasuke is nothing short of gifted during his time at the academy, easily scoring at the top of his class, compared to slackers who constantly struggle, like Naruto. Sasuke seems especially skilled, and he lets this go to his head. Sasuke constantly acts like he's superior to Naruto just because of his natural talent. As time goes on, it becomes apparent to Sasuke that talent alone can't carry him as far as he would like. Through dedication and hard work, Naruto not only catches up to Sasuke, he surpasses him, harshly teaching Sasuke that talent isn't everything. As I just read this part, I just remember that rooftop scene where they were about to clash with Naruto's Rasengan and Sasuke's Chidori. You know, that's when Itachi came in and Sakura was crying and the whole thing happened. You understand? That rooftop scene just reminded me of that part. So at that point, at that moment, when Sasuke saw the damage that the Rasengan could have done to him on the tank, but at that time, Sasuke humbled. Sasuke was humbled when he saw that scene. Sasuke could, I think, Naruto could summon. I think Naruto was the first to summon. I don't know. Maybe Sasuke summoned off screen. All those people, they read the notes, other side notes, we maybe writers go down write or something. You understand? But as far as the show is concerned, maybe if you're a manga reader, you must have seen something earlier. But as far as I know in the show, it's like Sasuke, Naruto is the first person to summon out of the three of them. Because even in Oji Naruto, we saw him summon the toad, and Sasuke was like all amazed and all those kind of stuff like that. So, yeah, although Sasuke had talent too, and he was doing Luna, you know, I want to hold all the knowledge for myself. I want to go find revenge. I want to do this one. I want to get power. All those kind of stuff. Naruto was forming bonds and connections with people that taught him a lot. Like at the end of Naruto, I think Naruto had a lot of jutsus in his arsenal. He could summon, he could do the Rasengan. There's even one move that I really wanted to see Naruto do, but I don't think we got to see him do it frequently. There is this move he was learning with Jiraiya where he summoned a toad, and in the city they even had that dancing scene that they had to learn how to sing themselves. You know, it's like using fire jutsu and is it toad oil jutsu, all those kind of stuff like that. But we didn't see Naruto do a lot of it, and I'm sure too that there are other things he must have learned on the side, maybe from Kakashi, from, you know, other senses like that in the hidden leaf. And just from learning from these people, he was able to gain more knowledge and even surpass Sasuke. But Sasuke, because of revenge and all those things, not like Sasuke didn't learn anything, because he too met people that actually taught him, although they were trying to use him, but still he was able to learn. So what we are just trying to say is, being a loner, you know, no man is an island. You need knowledge. That's where I from small self. You will need to go to school. You will need to learn from your parents, people around you, from past experiences, building connections and bonds. Those are the things that will help you grow and advance. So yeah, I'm sure Sasuke learns this at the end of Naruto, and he wants us to learn from him, from his mistakes. Coming down to number five, the fifth thing again, fifth life lesson we are learning from Sasuke is, don't get trapped in the past. One of the most dangerous things a person can do is remain stuck in the past. Time never ceases, and life presents people with plenty of opportunities to mend themselves and start moving on as long as they remain open to them. Naruto is a perfect example of this, leaving his outcast label in the past as he bonds with others and begin healing. That's what made Naruto like overcome, you know, that loneliness of the past. And Sasuke too had to learn this. You understand? You can't just be thinking of revenge, Itachi, you did this, you killed that one. People don't move on. Now only you just did the revenge. You understand? Sasuke, on the other hand, is unable to do this. He begins to make true connections with the other members of Team 7, but remains fixated on the past and the tragedy he suffered. Had he been saying did that Team 7 with one mind, you understand, if he just did with their Sakura, you know, Sakura for them, they teach him how to they chan people with blue, although then later in the future if it happened, but I'm sure he would have learned a lot in that their growth stage. Although they can't deal, you understand, everything come mend, but now for future, and I did sure say even for the future, defeats, you know, after in don't learn from this mistake, the feet come bond together, come, you know, train themselves, grow together. But that blindness when being gets, that thought of the past, that fixation he had on revenge of events that happened in the past, kept Sasuke from, you know, growing mentally. There's just like him thinking, you know, they think on how you want to take his own future. In just the think on how you want to take could kill Itachi. You understand? So Sasuke had to learn the hard way that these things, don't be so then be your life, they happen. And time will continue to work out. Like time no send you, you understand? It will pass through you. If you like stand there, they look, it will still be going to him. So this is one life lesson, a very good one that we learned too from Sasuke. Coming down to number four, the next lesson here is, not all sacrifices are worth it. Okay. Sasuke sacrifices countless things while walking the self-described path of an Avenger. He gives up on his connections with Team 7 and even starts sacrificing his own humanity. You understand? Satan go allow Orochimaru make him give him cause mark and all those kind of things. So you get some things where we see you no gas sacrifice for revenge. You can't just like things that you would have used to better yourself. Yeah, just fixated on revenge. You see you all these things. I don't mind to sell all these things. I don't mind to burn this house to the ground as far as I get my revenge. I don't mind to destroy this one, destroy that one. That's like a shallow way of thinking. Yeah, digging a hole for yourself. Because guess here, you might walk that path of revenge and you might actually get the revenge. But at the end of the day, you still see, is it worth it? All these sacrifices, the time I have wasted thinking of killing this man. The time I have wasted, time where Sasuke for don't use the final those fine shoddies for Leaf Village. Use and they pursue, seeing one kill Itachi. Even when you consider the Itachi say finally, I've been thinking say maybe one kind of epic showdown will happen. But the first time when you see Itachi, your boy Itachi clap him. Itachi could even make him feel like say he never learned anything. Even with Chidori and everything, he still palm on one side, choke him. Tell him say, oh boy, you are weak, you don't have power. Breaking yourself. So yeah, don't lose yourself, don't sacrifice yourself to revenge. Like, just try and keep a pure heart, you know. Just go with the flow. The way time flows, eh? That's how I feel. Like me, oh, I feel saying, so may you just live your life like that. Just flow with it. You understand? There is time for everything. Time go come where you go day sad. Time go come where you go happy. Time go come where you go get. Time go come where you go broke. Now, what you just need to know is just how to mentally apply the necessary skills, necessary coping mechanisms that you've learned over the years, all those TED Talks where they hear, all those YouTubers where they watch. It's time for you to apply all those knowledge you've accumulated so that you won't lose yourself, so that you won't just make pointless sacrifices for things that are not really worth it. This is a good lesson from Sasuke Uchiha. Coming down to number three, the third lesson from Sasuke is the pain of hatred can be mended by others. The pain of hatred can be mended by others. For much of Sasuke's life, he's consumed by the pain that comes with unbridled rage and hatred. He's unable to think or accept anything. He doesn't even reason saying go strong without anger, without hatred, without, you know, the shouts, you understand, without to they give people attitude. He no believe say you fit this strong until you don't deal like that. Even now, because of what he touched, tell her say you need more hatred or something, all those kind of things. But now, so our guy been the reason, and at the end of it, he had to learn that, see, although you might feel this hatred, but there are people around you. There are people that can fill in that gap of hatred for you with other things, other emotions like friendship, growth, you know, anything where you want to put there. You understand? Anything that doesn't have to be hatred. Because hatred is a negative emotion. There are positive emotions. And having people around you, those people will bring out that positivity inside you. So, thankfully, at the end of Naruto was able to draw his friend back and mend that hatred he had. Like that heart when he don't really lock up, say, oh boy, he won't revenge, anger. Naruto was able to beat sense inside. Naruto was able to make him realize that, see, oh boy, don't be like that too. Yes, you are strong and you have this much hatred inside you, but you still have people from the Hidden Leaf, your fellow village people that like you, that want to see you. So this positivity from Naruto helped Sasuke mend the pain he had and the hatred he had inside him. So that's a good lesson. You need people like Naruto in your life. If you get that friend, we'll be saying always the positive, where you feel like, say, why this guy you always laugh? You think everything now, please. Just forget, oh, you need those kind of people. Although sometimes, yes, it might be inappropriate, but still, you need people with positivity in your life. And that's one lesson Sasuke had to learn the hard way. And he's also teaching us now, you understand? You need that positivity in your life. That's what saved him, positive energy from Naruto. The next lesson is there is no easy path to power. After realizing that Naruto not only caught up to Sasuke in strength, but surpassed him, Sasuke begins itching for power as quickly as possible. He leans into the course mark given to him by Orochimaru and seeks the villain out in search of even more power. So even though he knows say Orochimaru na bad guy, at this point Sasuke is like, I can do anything for power. I can sell my body for you. Understand? I will come with you. You understand? I will look for you. I want you to give me power. I don't know how Sasuke been reason say the power go come. They will just carry and drop off in head. But that scene, Naruto, and seeing the kind of growth Naruto was able to achieve just by training and hard work. At that time, oh boy, Sasuke come the reason say, oh boy, see, no shortcut for this thing. I need to get stronger. I need to learn jutsus. I just need to train harder and work harder. So yeah, you might be facing something similar to in your life. Maybe mostly now, so these days now, for money aspect, I want to get rich. There's no easy way for you to get rich, except you go through illegal means. But for you to authentically get that rich, and should I call it wealth or riches they are looking for, you need to work hard. You need to sacrifice something. You need to learn something. You understand? All these things, they come easy. So yeah, this is a good lesson. It's a good lesson. Yeah, there's no easy way to power. So coming down to number one and final lesson we are learning from Sasuke Uchiha is people have to want to change themselves. Change comes from within. Now make I say, if you see person they do something, if you see somebody doing something, like is the mindset now something we don't need their mind say the one now in the manifest. So you might try to force someone, or you might try to change somebody's mind, you might try to, you know, tell somebody this is what you should do, this is what you may even try to advise the person. But at the end of the day, now I think they their mind, now they will do. And similarly, we are learning here that even change in people. Some people will tell you that people can't change you. But for someone to change, that change needs to come from within. Honestly. I guess some people where they go through programs, they will tell you say they want change, they want, sometimes they will relapse, sometimes they will come back. Oh boy, to change is not easy, but it is the mindset and it has to come from within. Similarly in Naruto, we see so. And here in our blog is telling us that no matter how much someone's friends try to help them, that's Sasuke in this aspect. No matter how Naruto and crew try to change him, if no be say he mean one change himself, if the change is not coming from within, then all their efforts is pointless. So at this point, you can see that for someone to change, even from the show, we saw it so. Because how many times have Naruto like tried to convince Sasuke to come back to the village, and still he wasn't successful. He tried to talk to him. You know, that scene said that even Sakura said been follow and talk, still he didn't really lock up that time. He wasn't ready to change at that moment. But when the thoughts, when the reality of change came to him, go and watch Boruto now, you will see Sasuke there now. Go and watch Boruto, you will see how people have changed and have humbled themselves. Sitting one of them said, go open orphanage. So anyways, these are the 10 lessons that we've learned from Sasuke so far in the Naruto series. So let me know if these 10 things that I've listed today, you're able to learn from one of them and you see a fruitful lesson inside. Let's know. Because over they say anime, they change people. See anime, they teach people something, I mean. And through, if you watch anime, you can learn one or two things. In short, even though it's just a subtitle you are reading, so if you know how to read fast, you know how to spell, you understand. You even know how to understand some words in Japanese. So, yeah. Anime teaches us a lot. So anyways, those are our 10 lessons from Sasuke Uchiha. I don't teach us today. Let's see which Naruto character will teach us next. I look forward to that. Thank you all for listening to this episode of Black Whip Podcast. Don't forget to share the episode. Don't forget to like it. And by the way, like, what's your favorite life lesson? You know, I said I'll ask a question at the end of the episode. So yeah, drop your comments. Let's know. Inside all these things, now we start to kid on talk. Which one you feel, say, yes, Kai, this one. I like this one. Or I would like implement this one for my life. Let me know in the comments. Thank you all for listening. And to the next episode of Black Whip Podcast. See you guys later. Bye-bye.